Welcome to Sports Hour. Listening to WNYO Sports Hour with your hosts, Aaron Valentino and Brandon Ladd.
Oh, we're back again. Feels good. Aaron Valentino, Brandon Ladd here with you on this Tuesday, November. What is it today? November 9th. Yeah. 60 degrees. It's November. We took two approaches today. Two different approaches today to a 60-day degree in November. I am in sweatpants and a sweatshirt. That is my normal get-up in everyday life here at Oswego. And you went with the long sleeve t-shirt shorts combo.
Yes, a day after wearing my winter coat for the whole entire day.
The weather here never, it never ceases to amaze.
It was cold in Queensbury. My dad did the Christmas lights this weekend, so.
What?
Yeah, he said.
Oh my God.
He says to me, you and your mother can stand out here in negative 11 degree weather doing the garland. I'm getting my lights done.
Oh my God. I'm a big no Christmas till after Thanksgiving man.
Yeah, but I mean, they'll be hidden. But the only fear of putting up the outdoor lights this early are the deer come around and then we're out there like redoing
lights. That's your fear?
Yeah, that the deer come around and eat them. They think it's a tree
branch. Eat the lights?
Yeah, they think so. They're green.
I've never heard of this.
It's green on an evergreen, so the deer get confused thinking it's a branch and
guys,
take a bite out of it.
Vlad, I don't think this is real. I think you're making this up.
This is real. Every single year, unless the neighbor we had a. I'll tell you during break what the joke was because it's insensitive. But unless the neighbors were taking a snippet of the lights, a deer was chomping into them the past 2 years.
I've never heard of deer eating lights before.
Yeah, it happens. It's tragic.
Really?
It's a real epidemic that we're dealing with.
All right. Well, we might have to discuss this further later in the show because we do have some other things to discuss right now, including we're back and Sports Hour Pod should be up and running again this week for the first time probably in like 2.5 weeks. October was a rough month for WNYO. Equipment was breaking. Equipment had to be sent. Power outages caused things to hardware to fry. Playlists were breaking. This, that, and the other thing happened. And it all culminated in the last 2 weeks. We were at our peak of breakage in the last 2 weeks. But now we're slowly on the downhill, and everything seems to be getting back to normal.
It follows a log or a natural LN curve, I guess, would be the statistical term.
The stream compute, the Mac seems to be back and fully operational. We have a brand new podcasting studio. That podcasting studio has been in the works for the last 4 years, and it's finally fully functional and built. They're missing one last piece to it, which will definitely be here by year's end. We're not sure if it's going to be here by semester's end or when it's going to be here, and that is the Mac. But the Mac and Prod 2 is up and running. Michael Orr fixed the stream computer for the time being. We got the old Comrex back. And actually, because due to, again, still some technical difficulties, not technical difficulties, just new equipment that we ordered that didn't come in yet, we actually had to take the old Comrex to the North Country.
How was that?
It was good. I had to kind of relearn how to use it a little bit. Also, you know how it used to come apart?
Yeah.
When Comrex fixed it,
they stuck it together.
They stuck it together so
it fits in the box?
Yeah.
Huh.
Well, not really, but it still works.
If I was in a rush, I always just stuffed it back in the box.
That's going to become, you know, a men's basketball special, the old Comrex. So, I mean,
excited for them.
Yeah, good stuff all around. We had to get CTS, who's a great organization here on campus, to fix some stuff in the press box for us so that we could get to air. And partially because of that, TOP almost didn't get to air.
Yeah, I did hear about that.
Which was scary. They had no. It's really fun. It's just like, of course that would happen. Like, you know. And we were talking about this last night because CTS has to go back in there and fix some things. So we're gonna have to like retest some stuff this week. to see if, you know, we're going to be able to get to air with the Ethernet ports
these
this week.
These two things should not conflict
I know.
Each other.
I you'd think it wouldn't matter. Like, we're just plugging something in, but of course, like...
It matters.
You know, it matters, and, yeah. You know, people have to go in and do stuff to software and hardware and things of that nature, so... Yeah. I mean, let's just hope that...
I already have to do a clarification statement during the show. I only made it 5 minutes in before having to clarify.
What?
The lights will not be lit until after Thanksgiving.
Oh, that so they're just going up.
They're just going up.
That's
yes.
fair. See, that actually I kind of like.
Yes, it was a smart strategy by my dad.
No, yeah. He's smart, but they're not turning
yes.
on until...
The big fear, though, is the deer. Even though nobody will believe me
I've
on this.
I've still never heard of that. All right. Yes. But Sports Hour Pod should be back. We got a full weekend of WNYO sports ahead. Basketball starting up. It's a big weekend here in Oswego State Athletics. We've got two Teal games. The men's game on Friday. And the women's game on Saturday is not only their Teal game, but it's against the number one team in the country, the defending national champion and arch rival of the Oswego State Lakers, the Plattsburgh Cardinals, which is just an unbelievable storyline, by the way.
It is.
I mean, listen, harped on athletics a lot this year. This weekend in particular,
yeah.
they did a great job of.
Now,
this weekend in particular, they did a great job.
And I think it will create some buzz because I was looking back at old Teal game videos this morning, just going through the archives. I looked at that package that his name's escaping me, but they did a package with Gosek a few years ago.
I thought Brian did that. I don't know if he edited it, but I think he was in the
interview. The one-year freshman year. Jake
Piacenti.
Yes, he did one of those.
Yeah.
So I rewatched that on YouTube, and then I looked at some of the games, and they were like half capacity. I don't think that will be the case this weekend. I think there'll be a little bit more buzz around it.
Yeah,
which
I think
is good.
Yeah, I think there's. I think it's. Listen, if you're listening and you're in the Oswego area, come to this game on Friday and come to the game on Saturday as well. Both games are going to be great games. You know, both teams looking for big points in the Suniac. I love the teal jerseys, yeah. by the way, for both teams. I think they look fantastic. I just love teal, though.
Yeah.
And it's for a great cause. Great cause why they're wearing the jerseys. Yeah. So please come out and support the two hockey teams this weekend. If you're not a hockey fan, Max Seal Gymnasium, the Max Seal tip-off tournament, going to be a big year for Jason Leone's squad. So we'll see what happens over there. 7:30 for that one on Friday night for the Oswego State men's basketball team. So big weekend in Oswego State Athletics, and no Laker connections this week. That's just how it goes.
Have they released a preseason poll yet for basketball? Do they do
that? I don't know if they do that.
I'm going to look it up right now.
I don't know
because
if they
I'm
do
curious.
That. Because Brockport's going to be number one.
Reigning October 15th.
Brockport might be number one. Oneonta might be number two.
Go Brockport, their website. Yeah, it just says that they got 37 votes in the poll. I'm not seeing anything.
Yeah, what's the poll
here.
For basketball?
Let's see if there's a link here. D3hoops.com.
Yeah, D3hoops.com. That's normally what is used. D3hoops.com is normally what is used. Let's see.
See how good I am at navigating this top 25?
Yeah, let's see. Men's
top
25.
Entering the 20. Okay, this is what we wanted.
And I do not see Oswego State.
I do not see.
I don't see Brockport.
I don't see a name I recognize up here.
St. John's. There's a D3 St. John's.
Let's see.
Ithaca got 5 votes.
Where are you seeing St. John's? Oh, down here.
Yeah, they got 69 votes, which is nice.
Oswego got none.
Yeah, Oswego got none. TCNJ! 9 votes. Look at that.
What's that? Technical College of New Jersey?
Ready for this? It's the College of New Jersey.
That's funny.
Yes. So Brockport got 37 votes. So there you go.
I'm trying to see if I see any New York schools here. Ithaca 5, Utica 1, RPI 49. Not too many.
Oswego State plays RPI in a tournament on December 29th.
Very St. John's.
I don't know
Fisher,
why I know
19.
That off the top of my head, but I do. New Jersey City 24. Look at that.
Union College on here? Nope.
Yeah, so there you go. So, no Oswego State, but they've got a lot of new players. They're carrying 19 boys on the roster this year. All right, well, We got a little distracted, so here's what happened last night. The Knicks beat the 76ers 103-96. The Knicks are rolling, folks, and they look to be another force in the Eastern Conference this year. The Bulls, who look legit, by the way, they had a complete roster turnover. They beat the Nets by a final score of 118-95. It's a similar story with the Mets and Yankees this year. They had similar records in the middle of the season, and everybody was painting two completely different storylines about each of these teams. The Nets and Knicks, of course, have the same record, which is funny to think about. The Rangers, they beat the Panthers by a final score of 4-3 last night, and the Capitals beat the Sabres by a final score of 5-3. By the way, Alex Tuch, Brandon,
yes,
Baldwinsville native, coming back to it's not upstate New York, Western New York at least. He was traded to the Buffalo Sabres. Won't be seen for another 2 months, though, as he's recovering from shoulder surgery.
Very interesting. A note on that Senators game, or not Senators, Capitals game last night. It tricked Jake Johnson. You remember what he said to us about the Rock the Red weekend?
Oh, yeah.
They said on SportsCenter they were not talking about Plattsburgh.
No, that was when we went to Plattsburgh this past week. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, does anybody want to run the Mets? I'll run them.
No.
I'd run them for free.
Supposedly, New York City's a deterrent.
Well, we'll see. Does anybody want to run the Mets? Plus, what does the AFC playoff picture look like now that the Bills took a tough loss to the Jaguars this week? Don't go anywhere. Sports Hour, WNYO 88.9, the Laker Radio Network. Said she tired, little money, need a big boy. Pull up 20-inch blades like I'm Lil Troy. Now it's everybody flocking, need a decoy. Shorty mixing up the vodka with the liquor. G-Wagon, 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 G-Wagon. All the housewives pulling up. I got a lot of toys. 720S pumping fallout. Welcome back to Sports Hour right here on WNYO 88.9, the Laker Radio Network. A refreshed Aaron Valentino and Brandon Ladd today. Still not doing a full week. We'll be here tomorrow. Probably not going to be here Thursday. I definitely won't be. I'm going to CNY to do some stuff for internship, so that way I can be here this weekend for both Teal games.
Yeah. Take a small miracle to be here on Thursday. You never know, though. I always say the paper's going to get finished on Wednesday night.
And it never does.
And it never does.
Never does.
And then
how is the paper looking this week? I ask you this every... I feel like I ask you this every Tuesday.
Yeah, I feel like we're looking fine. Like... I'm writing.
It was a good paper last week, except for...
Yeah, the publisher.
The publisher.
Had a bit of a mess up, and I can't say anything because they're very nice to publish a college paper.
Yes. No, they are. But no, it was a good paper. I read it. I actually got a chance to read most of it, like the stories that I wanted to read
last night. What do you think of Jake's appearance in it?
Yeah, that was a good one. That was a good one. My favorite part, though, there's always mistakes. My favorite part was Trina Catterson being named sports editor. Personally, but there's going to be mistakes. You know.
No, there always is.
There always is. I made a mistake on a tweet today and got emailed by Athletics about it, which that quickly. Has to be the first time in Oswego State history where someone has made a tweet and the athletic department has emailed somebody about it.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, we should congratulate. Simone Bednark. That's how you say it, right?
Okay.
Bednark.
Yep.
You're saying okay as if I'm saying it wrong. So is that correct?
No, I need to look at it.
Simone Bednark.
That seems right.
That seems right. Well, either way, Simone, if I'm not saying your name right, I'm very sorry. But she has made the Olympic qualifier team, and for the Slovakian Olympic roster, they are going to be the Olympic qualifiers. They start this Thursday in Sweden. The pool that Slovakia is in includes Sweden, France, and South Korea. So we may have a Laker going to the Olympics for the first time since 1972, Brandon. Do you know who the last Laker to go to the Olympics was?
I did not going into the day. I saw some people rumbling about it, though. A guy by the name of Sears, I believe.
Pete Sears, back for the USA team in 1972. He won a silver medal. He was a goalie, I believe. And he can, silver medal, 1972. He also coached the high school team, the Oswego Bucks for 23 years before Coach Kevin Ahern took over. There's probably a couple of coaches in between that as well. But congratulations to Simone. Was I saying her last name right?
Yeah.
Bednark.
I believe so.
So Either
which,
way.
Which country again? Slovakia?
Slovakia, which is crazy to think about, isn't
it? I'm trying to see if she has any stats.
You want to know how Mark, you know, you want to know how I know Mark Digby went to work?
How?
They have an Olympic hockey player on their team.
Yeah, that is fair.
That's how you know. That is how you know this man went to work. So, and they're taking on Plattsburgh this weekend. Simone will not be with them, but taking on Plattsburgh this weekend in their teal game. Brandon, I got a question for you.
Go for it.
What I woke up this morning, and I saw a tweet from one of the Mets beat writers, multiple of the Mets beat writers. It was a quote from Sandy Alderson that said, the Mets are moving on and focusing on a general manager candidate. And I tweeted, what year is it? Because I feel like 1 year ago, from almost this exact date, Sandy Alderson held a press conference saying that they're not looking for a player, president of baseball ops anymore. They'll be looking for a GM.
Yeah, it's kind of
so
crazy.
So this is 2 years in a row that the New York Mets have failed to hire a player of baseball operations.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And it gets worse. It doesn't sound like that GM search might go any better.
Oh, Alderson also said in a quote today that he said, quote, doesn't want to give us a timeline because he's already messed up in that regard, but he'll see where they're at by the end of this week. So we'll see what happens there. I mean,
do you buy what he says, though? Do you buy this quote that says...
And, here's the... You got to wait. Say what you're going
to say. No, do you buy this quote, because I think it relates to what you're saying, just the draw and why they can't draw these people in. He said the biggest deterrent, I think it's mostly about New York City and not about, you know, Steve or the organization or what have you. So he's saying it's the city and not Steve.
I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
On paper, I think he could be correct. Why wouldn't you want to come to the New York Mets? You've just signed Francisco Lindor to a 10-year, $341 million deal. You have the second-best first baseman in the entire game in Pete Alonso.
Yeah.
You have the best pitcher in the world in Jacob DeGrom. You have, you've got some other pieces around that, like mm-hmm. Brandon Nimmo. Actually, a lot of these people are free agents. Brandon Nimmo. Taiwan Walker pitched well. You've got pieces, right? You have pieces, and you have pieces that are going to be willing to come back. You have the richest owner in all of baseball backing you. Like, on paper, why wouldn't you want to come to New York?
And we're getting to a point those qualifying offers have already been tendered this
year.
Conforto
rejected the qualifying offer, which we were going to get to a little bit later, but he rejected the qualifying offer, which was expected. I don't know why. And also, I don't know why we're all waving goodbye to Michael Conforto.
Oh, Abby gave me a full spiel Saturday night about how great it was that he was a Met and all that stuff.
He's not gone yet. Let's relax. Now, I don't want him to come back. I really don't. I think they should focus on Chris Bryant and Javi Baez and Marcus Stroman before we focus on Michael Conforto. But at the same time, why are we all waving the white flag as if we are putting him out to pasture and he's off to Seattle or something like that?
Well, is he going to do better than the qualifying offer? Obviously, I know years wise
Scott Boras
he
thinks
is.
He is.
Well, Scott Boras thinks a lot of things.
So, So, again, I don't know why we're putting Michael Conforto out to pasture.
Yeah.
He's not gone yet. All right, I think Boras and Conforto are going to realize very quickly that he's not going to get, 6 years or 5 years, $150 million. He's not going to get that.
No.
So let's relax.
Three years, $50 million? Yeah, that's a possibility.
Maybe.
Yeah,
that's
cool.
I would do that.
Yeah.
I would definitely do that. But not 6 years, $150 million, or whatever the hell it was back at the beginning of spring training. There's going to be interest, obviously. Yeah. He's a 29-year-old right fielder with some good power, and he's got a nice arm and things like that. But, he's not gone yet. But at the same time, to get back to why nobody wants to work for the Mets, is it the sexual harassment claims? With Jared Porter and with Mickey Callaway, and all of that was under Sandy Alderson? Is it Steve Cohen, who reports have been saying he's been taking a bigger charge and trying to find this president of baseball operations and all the sketchy stuff that he did back in the day? Is that it? Because if that's it, okay, that's fair. But at the same time, it doesn't seem like that's fully it.
I'm kind of calling BS on what Alderson said, especially the second part of his sentence this morning as his lead. It's a big stage, and some people would just prefer to be elsewhere because...
I think part of that is true. I think with David Stearns, I think that's the case. Who's the Rays guy? What's his name?
Oh, I forget.
Yeah, the Rays dude who's like really good and everybody's been trying to get him away for years. Like he, in that case, that's a situation where he doesn't want to go anywhere.
People find their homes though.
Forget New York, right? He doesn't want to go anywhere. He wants to stay in Tampa Bay.
Well, and I don't even know if that's market size. He's just had a lot of success in Tampa Bay.
He's had a ton of success in Tampa
Bay. But think of it this way. Think of this analogy. Is Brian Cashman who Brian Cashman is if he has this success or tries to have this success in Minnesota? Like, that's what the big market allows you.
Yeah, maybe. So, I don't know what the Mets are going to do. They're now going to look for a GM. One other interesting thing that Alderson said today is that they're not in a rush to hire a manager because there's only two teams right now who need a new manager, and that, of course, is the New York Mets and the Oakland Athletics, which is fascinating to me that all 28 other teams have their manager going into the 2022 season.
It's just even more mind-baffling that...
So they actually do have time in that regard.
They do.
Because in years past, there's been like 7 or 8 manager vacancies, and the Mets have been one every single year, it seems like. And they've kind of had to rush their process, or they've missed out on people because they weren't quick enough. This year, they actually have a little bit of time, which I thought was fascinating that he brought that up.
And to give this a cross-borough focus for a second, it just is even more mind-baffling what the Yankees did now when you give me that stat.
Oh, yeah.
Because they could have sat
they
on it.
They could have fired Boone and found somebody.
Yes. Or even if you're bringing him back, you could have sat on it for a couple weeks.
I know. Isn't that crazy? Ugh. Isn't that weird to think about?
It is.
So
they have options. They'll get a good choice. I need to give another correction statement, second one of the show.
What?
Abby's saying that she did not say Conforto, he's dead in the water.
She texted me false narrative.
Yeah, she said that he would be an idiot not to take the qualifying offer.
Well, I don't know about idiot, especially if Scott Boras is your agent.
Yes.
You know, there's interest from other teams. He's a left-handed power hitter who has been an all-star. Has he been an all-star before? I think he's a one-time all-star. Now Abby's yelling at us through the window. The on-air light is on. So there we go. So we're not going to get yelled at for that today. But, there's going to be some issues. I'm really interested to see. The real question is if Syndergaard takes the qualifying offer, which I think he would be an idiot not to take that.
I agree because I think he could have a very similar path to Stroman.
Yeah. No, Stroman's going to get a good amount of money. But not 200 million. I was saying this to Liam the other day because Liam was like, someone's going to pay him $200 million. No one is paying a pitcher who can't throw over 93 miles an hour and doesn't strike people out $200 million. No one's doing that.
3 years, $70 million, sure.
I would even go. I want 5 years, $100 million.
Okay, that's fair. Does he get a Zach Wheeler 120, 125?
No, he's not
range?
Getting
no.
anything. He doesn't strike. He doesn't strike people out, and he doesn't throw hard. So who's gonna give him a ton of money?
To play devil's advocate for Syndergaard, though, does Syndergaard say to himself, "I'm more proven than Stroman"?
No, he's not.
Because he was more proven before the
injury.
There
was a time where Stroman was one of the best pitchers in the game on Toronto.
That's true.
Syndergaard has never been that.
Yeah, but still, he had 5 good years.
You
could say about Stroman, though.
We'll see if Thor decides to take the qualifying offer. I think he should. I hope he does. I think he kind of wants to. But again, I'm not John Heyman or Jeff Passan or, any of these other
Bob
guys.
Bob Nightingale.
Yeah, but well, somehow I feel like I'm better than Bob Nightingale.
Doesn't everyone?
Yeah, doesn't everyone feel that way? So somehow I feel like I'm better than him. All right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, what does the AFC look like now that the Bills took a big-time loss? Don't go anywhere. Sports Hour, WNYO 88.9, the Laker Radio Network.
But for you, I guess you moved on really easily. You found a new girl and it only took a couple weeks. Remember when you said that you wanted to give me the world?
And welcome back to Sports Hour right here on WNYO 88.9, the Laker Radio Network. Since we're back for the first time in a while, I had to play our girl Olivia. Good for you. Not the number one in the world anymore.
Nope.
Now it's Adele. But still, had to play our girl Olivia.
Did our research on that one day.
All right, we got a little bit of breaking news here. The hockey, here it is. A little bit of breaking news from John Heyman here. Former Washington Nationals assistant GM Adam Cromie has been identified as one of the Mets' mystery GM candidates. He left the Nats back in 2014 to work as a lawyer. He's got 2 advanced degrees in analytics. And then John Heyman said, feels real. And what did you say to me after I read that to you?
So he's been out of baseball for 7 years.
Do we have a... Hold on. I got to look at this. Do we have a... Is there a bingo? There's a boogie.
There has to be a bingo. I've heard of bingo.
There's no bingo. I'll play this one, honey.
Jake's Fun Factoids of the Week. Yippee!
Yippee! He's been out of baseball for 7 years.
Okay. Why... How can you end that tweet came here with after that concert, this I seems a real? Tissue. This makes sense.
It's unbelievable. They're unbelievable, aren't they? It's uncanny.
He became a lawyer. He's been out of baseball for seven years.
It's uncanny. It's uncanny. They hired an agent. They hired a player agent in Brady Van Wagenen a couple years back. Now they're going to hire a lawyer. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
It's what it's all about.
It's what it's all about. All right, forget the Mets and their travesty of an organization. Let's talk about the AFC playoff picture now that the Bills lost. Brent, I got a question for you. When I was researching this a little bit today,
yeah.
I really asked myself the question, is the AFC any good anymore?
Seems like the power shifted to the NFC.
Doesn't it?
Even though it
only took a year.
It did. And even though the NFC had a really bad weekend, you still look at the standings and you go, wow, there are six legit teams right now.
The Titans are 7-2, and they don't feel real because they just lost Derrick Henry. The Ravens are 6-2, and they've had, who was their bad loss to? The Bengals, right?
Yes.
They took a big loss to the Bengals. And then after that, the next 1, 2, 3, 4 teams are 5-3 in the Chargers, the Bills, the Raiders, and the Steelers.
Let's give this context, though. When the Chargers win, they win by 2 points. It seems like their only way to win games. The Bills are the Bills. We'll get into that. The Raiders, I don't know what to make of the Raiders. They just lost to the Giants, and then they'll go win 3 straight. But the Steelers are horrible.
The Steelers, Big Ben can't throw a football. No. And they've won 5 football games? Are you serious?
They'll dink and dunk you till the end, but again, it falls in that Chargers category.
What is TJ Watt doing on defense to get this team to 5 freaking wins?
And then I suddenly look at it, and Mac Jones and the Pats might be in the best position of any team.
It's unbelievable. To focus on the Chargers for a second,
yes.
They beat the football team by 4. They lost to Dallas by 3. They beat the Chiefs by a touchdown. They beat the Raiders by 14,
yes.
So 2 touchdowns. So that's a big win.
Yep.
But they beat the Browns by 5. They lost to the Ravens 34-6. They lost to the Patriots by 3. And they beat the Eagles by 3. So are they even legit either?
I don't know, because they didn't look good against the Cowboys. They easily could have won that game. Chiefs, they beat by 6, and we're like, oh, this is Justin Herbert's big coming out. Chiefs are horrible at that point in the season. Obviously, they'll turn it around. And then
listen, we're in week 9.
I know.
Are the Chiefs really going to turn it around? They're 5-4.
This is true.
They're 5-4. Listen to this. They beat the Browns by 4. They lost to the Ravens by 1. They lost to the Chargers by 6. They beat the Eagles by 12. Who cares? They lost to the Bills by 18 points. They lost to the Bills. They destroyed the football team. Who cares? They got destroyed by the Titans 27-3. They only beat the Giants by 3 points. And they beat the Packers without Aaron Rodgers by 6 in a game they only scored 13
points. Looked horrible.
Points.
And they gave Jordan Love like 5 fourth downs in the fourth quarter.
They look horrible.
They do. It was embarrassing how they almost lost to Jordan Love, who was shaking in the pocket. He was that scared. But... Well, I'll give you an answer in 2 weeks would be my best answer for you, because if they lose to either the Raiders or the Cowboys, I think you can put a fork in it.
And the Bengals were atop the AFC, the entire AFC 2 weeks ago. They're now in 10th at 5-4.
Let's run through them.
I mean, they're like, I don't know what the heck happened to them. They beat the Vikings by 3. They lost to the Bears by 3. They beat the Steelers by 14 points. They beat the Jaguars by 3. They lost the Packers by 3. They crushed the Lions. They crushed the Ravens. Then they lose to Mike White and the New York Jets. And then they get destroyed by Baker Mayfield, who currently doesn't have a shoulder. 41-16.
The Browns, which are a soap opera at the moment, they let them come in and you lose by 25 points. But again,
Jake has said it every Sunday. The NFL is absolutely wild this year. And honestly, he's correct.
Yeah.
Like, this has been a crazy NFL season to this point.
And we got to do this before we get to the Bills. Let's look at the Patriots.
This is the most aggravating thing of all, isn't it?
They start out 1-3. They beat the Texans by 3. They lose to the Cowboys in overtime. Honestly, should have won that game. They beat the Jets by 41. Can't really take anything away from that. They beat the Chargers by 3. And they beat the Panthers, who are really good, by 18.
No, Panthers aren't good.
We're putting a fork in that.
Yeah, no,
I like
I'm
their
done.
Defense.
I'm done. No, I tried. I wanted to buy in. Let's look at the Panthers for a second. I wanted to buy in, lad. I really did. You know I did. Where are they? They're currently the 8th seed at 4-5. Listen, they start off the year 3-0, but they beat the Jets, the Saints, which is actually an okay win, and then they beat the Texans, and they've lost to the Cowboys, Eagles, Vikings, Giants. They beat the Falcons, but they're a trash organization, and they lost to the Patriots 24-6. They're not. Sam Darnold's bad.
And then we're going to see they're going to beat the Cardinals next week.
Yeah, and then it'll be like, what?
How did we not see this coming?
Yeah, right? Yeah, exactly. But the AFC is what I honestly, you look at all these teams, the Bills might be the best team. Still at 5-3.
Which is shocking because they
don't look good.
They didn't get a touchdown against the Jags. They lost 3-2 on field goals.
They didn't score a touchdown against the Jaguars.
It's like losing to the little sisters of the poor in penalty kicks.
It's so ridiculous. They lose to the Steelers on opening day, which sucks. But then they came out firing. They won 4 in a row. They beat the Dolphins 35-0.
Trash.
They beat the football team 43-21. Trash. They beat the Texans 40-0.
Really bad.
They beat the Chiefs 38-20.
Mahomes had a concussion.
And they lost to the Titans by 3. And that was when everybody was kind of like, okay, maybe they're not that legit. They beat the Dolphins 26-11. And now this loss to the Jags. I mean, you've got to be freaking kidding me.
I'll give you a qualifier for that Titans loss, though. Seeing that the Titans also roughed up the Rams this past Sunday, I think Vrabel, we can accept, he gets his team going for big games.
I just don't know if I can buy, like, how many years are we going to do this with the Titans where it's like, maybe we should stop sleeping on the Titans, and then they go to the playoffs and they break everybody's heart. How many years are we going to do it with Ryan Tannehill? Please, tell me.
I don't know. The year that nobody was talking about him, I had him going to the AFC Championship game, and it happened, and then they lost by 37.
Yeah, and then they lost by 37 to Patrick Mahomes. Like, how many years are we going to buy into Ryan Tannehill and that team in Tennessee, and now they don't even have Derrick Henry? How many years are we going to buy into it before we say, you know what,
I don't know.
Yeah, let's cut our losses and just move on with our day. They're not going to be that team. They're just not.
We're going to find out a lot here. Patriots have Browns, Falcons
coming
up.
What do we got this week in the NFL?
Bill's got the Jets coming up, which is a saving grace for them.
Yeah, they, as Annie Agar said today, a sports reporter in Chicago who makes a lot of memes, and she does the NFL Zoom meetings.
Yes.
Annie Agar said today that, you know, made a joke that the Bills have a bye week this week, playing, it might even be Josh Johnson this week. Who knows who's starting?
You can't sleep on him, though.
Who is starting a quarterback this week for the Jets?
If Flacco isn't?
No, it can honestly be any of the four of them. It could be Zach Wilson, it could be Mike White, it could be Joe Flacco, or it could be Josh Johnson. And honestly, if Robert Saleh named Josh Johnson the starting quarterback of this team, I wouldn't be surprised.
So here we go. Robert Saleh, you've probably already seen this. This was yesterday. We'll name the starting quarterback tomorrow. He's leaning towards White over Wilson. But Wilson might be healthy.
They want Wilson. I think the thing is, like, they don't want to bring, because they're terrible, they don't want to bring Wilson back at 85%. They want to bring him back at 100%, which,
and what,
fair.
What do you even make that the offense got so much better as soon as he went out?
I think it's they don't trust him. They don't trust Wilson, but for some reason they trust Mike White. It doesn't make any sense.
No, it makes no sense. It's the same thing where Darnold, as soon as they pulled Darnold, all these seasons, they got better somehow.
They're like, with the actual quarterback, they're like, let's get the, you know, let him take time and let him get to know the offense. And with the quarterback who doesn't play and shouldn't know anything, they're like, well, screw it. Let's just let him have fun out there. And it works every time.
Yeah, I know.
All right. In terms of the AFC, we got Ravens, Dolphins. The Titans are going to play the Saints, Bills, Jets, Steelers, Lions. Oh, God. That's a terrifying game. Jaguars, Colts. Browns, Patriots is a good game. Chargers, Vikings. And that's pretty much it. Giants have a bye, I guess. Yes. Giants have a bye.
So the Giants have a bye.
Bengals have a bye as well.
So we're going to find out. The only thing we can
we're gonna
really
find out a couple things
do a takeaway is Chiefs Raiders, I would say.
Yeah.
Barring an upset.
We're gonna find out. All right. We're gonna take a quick break. When we come back, what are we looking at in terms of the Eastern Conference in the NBA? What are we looking at in terms of the Nets and Knicks, who currently have the exact same record? And then Hot Corner coming your way at 4 o'clock. I'm pretty sure they've been another one that's been like everything has gone wrong for everybody. And yes. Who knows if they've done the show or doing the show today. A lot of problems here.
Yeah.
But we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll discuss the Knicks and the Nets, if James Harden is ever going to figure this out. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the award-winning Sports Hour right here on WNYO 88.9, the Laker Radio Network. We'll be right back after this. Sports Hour on a Tuesday. Aaron Valentino, Brandon Ladd. Since we're back for the first time in a couple days, since the Sports Hour pod is back for the first time in a couple weeks, got to play all our classics. My Type, Saint Motel. Shout out to Michael Gross for this song. You are locked in on college basketball right now because you never know when the Dixie State Trailblazers are going to come in and wreck your day.
Their second year as a D1 team, their first full one. Last year, they snuck up on North Dakota, Denver, teams you shouldn't sneak up
on. They're playing,
on.
Dixie State is playing Gonzaga.
Which they only lost
tonight?
They only lost to by 55 points last year. Which, great. Tonight, the spread's at 40. I'm expecting a much better Dixie State team to come out.
With name one player on Dixie State.
With leading scorers Cameron Gooden, Hunter Schofield, and Frank Stain, anything could happen at any time.
Dason Youngblood. Dixie State could come into town and wreck some people. Syracuse University. Who are they taking on? Lafayette tonight.
Yep. The Leopards.
The Lafayette Leopards, the Orange. We're going to get started. I got to say, I went to the Orange tip-off. Where it was just a scrimmage. By the way, nobody was there.
That was open to the public?
It was open to the public. Oh. And you could have bought tickets for it. And no, it was like Tommy and I there.
They didn't do a fundraiser
and like no
for that?
No, there was nothing.
That's horrible PR.
Oh, it was horrible. I couldn't even believe it.
Don't most teams do like a fundraiser off that?
But they did this. I don't know. But they did the scrimmage. And let me just say, Jimmy Boeheim has a stroke. Holy
better
crap.
Better than his brother?
I don't know, because Buddy is an NBA prospect, I feel like.
Yeah.
Is Buddy... He's this year. And then is he coming back next year?
He's got the option. I looked at it this morning, though. He's got to be...
If he has a good year, he could go in the late second round.
Honestly, as I'm trying to find the draft here.
He was what team all ACC? Preseason ACC team this year?
I'm pretty sure it was first team.
Yeah, it was first team, right?
And I just saw Jay Billis this morning list him as the best shooter in the country.
Okay. I don't know if we can say that.
Sharp shooter, I think he is.
But we've been saying for years that they've got these sharp shooters and they like... I'm saying that and I just said Jimmy Boeheim has a stroke. But again... You know, I feel like we've been saying for years they've got shooters on this team and they haven't shot.
No, they have not.
Joseph Girard, the kid from Glens Falls, it's Glens Falls, right?
Yes.
The kid from Glens Falls, he's gotta take a big step this year, I feel like.
No, I think it might get taken out of his hands.
Now Tommy thinks, the sports director at CNY, he thinks they're gonna be ranked by Christmas.
That's optimistic.
I feel like that's optimistic, right? Can we look at their schedule?
Let's run through it here.
I just feel like that's... And that center is injured again. What is his name?
Oh,
The center who's always injured every year.
I hate his name.
I forget. But let's go to Syracuse here.
Zabena? No.
I don't know. So they got Lafayette. Where are they?
Let me find it here. What's the name? Zibanejad?
Is that
it? Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So they've got Lafayette.
Drexel.
You keep Xing out of the schedule. Yes. They got Lafayette, Drexel, which is on ESPN2 for some reason. What are we? What?
IPM on Sunday.
Yeah, you all better lock in for Syracuse Drexel on ESPN2, where tickets are as low as $5.
What are the odds they win that game? You clicked on Drexel. That didn't work. Okay, forget it.
So, 87%. So they start off the year with Lafayette, Drexel, Colgate, and then VCU, and then Indiana, and then they go Florida State, Villanova to start December, who are both currently ranked teams according to the AP.
So you see this five-game stretch here that I see, correct?
With VCU, Indiana, Florida State, Villanova, Georgetown?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, and I don't know how good Georgetown is.
Well, let's run through the analytics here. So they got a 57% chance to beat VCU. Oh, Indiana must be horrible.
Is Indiana bad? I guess Indiana is bad.
Okay, that's news to me.
That's news to me as well.
Obviously, Florida State's going to be good.
Yeah, they're ranked at the moment, and Villanova is...
I don't think there's a chance.
Like, how are they going to be ranked by Christmas if they're playing these teams?
And Georgetown's bad after, like, going on the run of a decade
ago? Well, Georgetown's not good. They were, what, the A seed in the Big East?
And they came running.
And they came in running. Hoya paranoia. As Ladd tweeted out so famously.
As they took down Creighton by 25.
Yeah.
Had everyone believing they were going to the Final Four next.
I had them beating Colorado in that.
I did too.
That did not
happen. The magic ran out quick.
That did not happen for the Hoyas. We should watch that, the Big East doc again, because that was really good.
That was really good.
But I don't know if they're going to be ranked by Christmas.
Any good games?
I feel like that's so bold.
It is bold.
You know? See, I mean, who knows? If everybody shoots,
yeah,
right, which we've been saying for years, if they just shoot the ball, you know, maybe we'll be okay. But I don't see it.
Professor Moritz isn't around anymore, but always take notice of this. St. Bonaventure starts the year 23rd in the country, which that probably the best New York State basketball team this year.
Wow. The Bonnies are 23.
Yep.
Who would have thunk it? Tickets as low as $21. What conference are they in? The A-10?
Yeah, the Atlantic 10, yeah. Which is actually like the Atlantic 16 now.
So they'll go to the... Is any good team in that?
The A-10, VCU,
yeah, VCU.
Rhode Island.
URI's good some years.
St. Joe's.
They've
had good years back in the day.
Really bad.
Yeah.
My sister's claiming that by her senior year they'll be good, but she knows nothing about sports and knows nothing about basketball and definitely knows nothing about college basketball. I think she's trying to go to games this year.
That's good.
Because they weren't allowed to go last year. So I don't know. But they're not gonna be good. They were terrible last year. Like so bad.
Yeah. Here's a fun
Fun fact, I'm wearing the St. Joe's sweatshirt.
Repping
right
them.
I'm repping St. Joe's. It's one of my favorite sweatshirts.
This
I
fun
have.
Spread here. It tells us who the best mid majors are going to be this year. St. Bonaventure takes the board with the A-10.
Ohio. Only one team picked Ohio, really?
Yeah. Buffalo, they really like.
Really? That kind of surprises me.
I didn't expect UAB to be the best team in the country.
Who the heck is WKU?
Western Kentucky University.
I never heard of them.
Drake,
I know Drake. Chattanooga, they're going to go to the big dance this year?
Yeah, I don't know who came into this year going, wow, UAB and Chattanooga have huge recruiting classes. Yes. They might be the best in the country.
Yes.
Georgia State's a done deal, it seems like.
Gonzaga, they're going to win the whatever conference. They need to... Gonzaga's got to get out of this Mickey Mouse conference.
Yeah.
It's getting ridiculous here. Right? Well, what are they in? What is the WCC?
The Western Athletic Conference.
Yeah, no. You get out of that Mickey Mouse conference, into the Pac-12, and move on with your day. I mean, this is ridiculous.
Here I come.
Makes me so mad.
Down to the bottom here. Fun game of let's list out the teams in the Western Athletic Conference.
Wait, that's not even it. No, they're in the WCC.
The West Coast Conference.
So
bad.
BYU, fine. Gonzaga, who's the best team and is always the best team. Loyola Marymount. Pepperdine Waves?
Oh, you've never gone on the wave?
Oh, my God.
I didn't know the Portland Pilots still had a team.
What? What, like, come on. This is a Mickey Mouse conference if I've ever seen one. The only good team in here is BYU, and sometimes St. Mary's makes a run at it.
Yeah, Santa Clara, that's where Steve Nash went to school. San Fran, that's where Bill Russell went to school. San Diego, I don't know how to say their mascot's name.
San Diego Toros. Oh, because the other one is San Diego State.
Yep. Right.
Yeah, I just don't.
Some classics.
And then what is the West? See, this is why I love college basketball. The Western Athletic Conference doesn't have one team that I've ever heard
Let's
of.
Let's run through them. Abilene Christian, California Baptist, Dixie
New
State.
New Mexico's the one team.
Yeah, Grand Canyon I know
And
of.
Stephen F. Austin. So Stephen F. Austin and Grand Canyon are the two teams that
the
I've heard
Tarleton
of.
The Tarleton Texans.
Who is that? The UT Rio Grande Valley Vaqueros?
Aaron, how did the Chicago State Cougars sneak into this conference?
Are they new to the conference?
Yes. How did they sneak in?
This is why college basketball is the best, because one of these teams is going to the tournament.
Let's take a deep dive at the Chicago State Cougars this year.
Are they going to be any good?
How did they sneak in? Have they played Division I basketball before? Well, their season got derailed last year.
Their season got canceled. They were 0-1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. They were 0-9, and then they called it a year on December 20th. They're like, you know what? We don't need to come out anymore. We're done. We don't need to play the rest of it. It's not safe.
It's not safe. They lose by 70 to Drake and said, oh, Iowa State's coming up. We're done.
That is the funniest thing you could have possibly clicked on.
Let's pull up the archives here.
They went
4-25.
4-25 in 2019-2020.
Really good team.
Wow.
It gets worse.
Oh my. They went 3-29.
3-29. 3-29.
Oh my gosh.
We're back to 2016 now. 6 wins in 2016,
which was respectable. They got to fire the coach here.
4-28.
Wow.
Let's go back to 02.
The 02-03 season, they won 3 games.
When was the last time these guys...
All right, we're getting too deep here. We didn't even get to talk about the Knicks and the Nets. I mean, this ended up being way better, but still.
It did. They won 12 games in 04.
Oh, good. Yes. Really good. But... yeah, this is why college basketball is the best, because one of these teams is making the tournament, and in college football, Cincinnati
yeah.
isn't going to make it, and they're going to go undefeated. Think about that. That's wrong. Even you, a person who loves college football, has to be mad about that.
No, I find fault.
No, it's ridiculous. Jake, why?
Jake. Okay, Jake.
Why are we shoving that shirt in our faces?
Jake.
Jake, what? Where did you get that? It's just over there. Are they giving it out? So I can also get that shirt for free. Did you have to do something to get it, like play a game or something? They just gave it to you.
You signed the pledge. Yes, you signed the pledge. Yes.
And you get the shirt. Well, I'm always down for a free t-shirt. So there you go. Jake, what are you talking about on the hot corner today? Jake, when was the last time you did the hot corner?
Last week. Last Thursday.
Last Thursday.
What are we talking about? We're talking about, I don't know.
Are you going to talk about how no one wants to be the GM or the president of baseball operations?
Probably not. No. We talk about good teams. We'll probably talk about the Orioles.
It's not like you're based out of New York or anything like that.
No, we're going to talk about pending free agents, where we think the best fit is. Still coaching vacancies, and
there's only two.
And our thoughts on the MLB's, you know, MVP, Rookie of the Year, Coach of the Year, that stuff.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Because Austin Riley got snubbed.
Is he not even a finalist?
No. It's ridiculous. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Out of touch, and it's
By
disgraceful.
The way, Marcus Simeon finalist for MVP.
Interesting.
With Vladdy Guerrero.
And
Shohei. But that was obvious.
The NL is Soto, Harper, and
Are you looking at
bracketology?
Yeah, it came out the preseason.
The preseason bracketology.
What's
Syracuse
got?
Nine.
Against who?
LSU at the moment. St. Bonaventure, 6.
No way. Wright State gonna come in and wreck some stuff up.
At 14.
St. John's, Rutgers, the battle of the tri-state
Vermont, Foreman.
Foreman.
Is UAlbany?
Nichols State. I'm curious. At what point
do you think? Tommy, the sports director at CNY, thinks Syracuse is ranked by Christmas. What do we think about that?
I guess I'd have to take a deeper look at their schedule, but no.
No.
At what point?
Gross also got the free shirt.
At what point is it safe for me to lock in on Coppin State season? Yeah. And see if they're going to resurrect it.
Yes.
Who was the team that you were really big on a couple of years ago?
Oh, the team that was undefeated? And you
Wofford.
No, it's not Wofford.
It was Wofford.
But it was in I know it was the first semester because we were driving somewhere to get like Taco Bell or something, and Jake and I are like, this team, and I forget the name of it, is 8-0. And just
Marquette.
No. It was like Colorado State
Marquette.
No, I was, yeah, no, because I've heard of Marquette.
No, because we looked
at Middle Tennessee
book.
State.
No, because I've heard of them.
Duquesne.
Too. It was some school I had never
my buddy
heard
plays
of.
At Duquesne.
Was it Delaware?
No. It could have been Delaware.
No, it wasn't.
The reason I said Marquette is because I remember blue and yellow.
Was that that time we were in the car and you were like, have you heard about this? And I was like...
Oh, you were like, oh yeah, I did a whole page of notes on it.
And then he showed us his notes. I really think that was Marquette.
I thought it was like Delaware or something like that.
Because they were undefeated for a while and then...
Watch out for Coppin State.
Yeah.
Wait, we got to get out of here soon.
If he has notes, why not go find the notes?
Well, I don't know what
from years ago. Thousands of pages of notes about the randomest things in the world.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, no, you're not wrong.
Barefoot Wine ad.
What? That was so random. All right. That'll do it. First edition of Sports Hour in quite a while, it feels like. Hot Corner coming up in 4 minutes with Mike Gross and Jake Johnson. We'll see you tomorrow. We're not going to be here Thursday, but we will see you tomorrow.